Okay. Also, to add to that, we now are on three AM stations and two FM stations. The FM, the sound is just incredible. 104.3 FM is in North Tampa, Wesley Chapel, Dade City, Zephyr Hills, all that area. And in our area here where we are, Clearwater, St. Pete, Middle Tampa, and all that, we are on 106.1 FM. We are, as I mentioned earlier, also and have been for the last 2 or 3 years, StarcomRadioNetwork.com. Four words, every Saturday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern Time. This show, for instance, will be on this coming Saturday and Sunday, StarcomRadioNetwork.com. Along with the fact you can hear this show probably tomorrow on podcast right here on TantalkNetwork.com. So we say all that to say welcome to the second hour of Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. I'm Pastor Marcia, and along with me is my associate pastor, the wonderful, the amazing, the intelligent, the absolutely anointed Pastor Jim.
I thought she was going to say absolutely annoying.
Annoying, no. Pastor Jim Ellsbury, and also one of our radio contributors, Nan Watson, who is very faithful. And, you know, when I sent a letter to the radio team today, knowing that there's 9 of you guys now,
mm-hmm.
plus me makes 10, is totally crazy that God has added to our numbers 3 new radio team members in the last few months. Is an amazing blessing. And gives you guys more time in your lives because we can rotate so many different people through the show. But back to this point, this was a divine appointment for the woman at the well.
Mm-hmm.
You want to comment on that, PJ?
Well, as we're going to find out, she, not only does she get the word, get the message and understand it, she takes it back to her village. They get curious. They ask Jesus to stick around. And we find out that he does.
Yeah.
And they all believe.
Right.
So, you know, here's this small village in Samaria where there, you all of a sudden got a bunch of believers.
Right.
People that heard Jesus and believed what he had to say.
Isn't that what we want for 2017?
Amen.
Don't we want our relationship with the Lord to so be... what's the word I want to say? Flowing out of us like living water. That when people are around us, people bump into us, they bump into the Spirit of the living God. Mm-hmm. You know, that they don't just have an encounter of a nice person standing with you in Walmart in the line, but that just by your smile, by your kindness, by your just praying for them while you're in line, you know? Whatever it is that God leads you to do, these divine appointments. Nan, talk to me about divine appointments, because I believe this should be a goal for 2017. Lord, I want to be so in tune with your Holy Spirit that when those divine appointments happen, I'm ready with a yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do what you asked me to do.
Well, I was thinking earlier in the first hour of the show that we need to be in tune to be able to recognize those divine appointments. You know,
totally.
Or we can miss out on a great blessing for ourselves and someone else.
Right.
When we don't get it.
Yes.
You know, like the woman at the well, she had a divine appointment. She really didn't get it at first.
Right.
You know, of all the stuff, as Pastor Jim has said, well, she said and different things, she just didn't get it at first.
Right.
And we need to pray to have sensitivity to the Spirit that when we have those divine appointments, that we move with them. And, you know, we need to pray for more. And like I said, he will give us more divine appointments as we're receptive to wanting to receive them and willing to move forward with them, however that may be, regardless of I'm not making it clear what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, you are.
What we're to do in that particular divine appointment.
Okay.
He may bring someone across our path that needs to be prayed with. We'll pray with them. He may bring someone across our path that needs $10. You have $10 in your pocket. Give the $10.
Exactly.
You know, these are just small examples of divine appointment.
Okay, I propose right here in this first day of this brand new year that we should make a declaration individually, and I do that right now as pastor and president of this ministry, that this year will be a year where people realize their need for encounters with God. where they realize something's missing in their life, mm-hmm. and they've got to get the word in them, that they'll read, that they'll listen to shows like this, that they will desire to come to Bible study or wherever you worship, to get involved and get the word of God down on the inside of you, that people will realize their need for the Lord. I declare that right now as pastor of this church, that we are a body of believers. We're not very big, but we're powerful. And that we are a mighty band of prayers that will pray people into a knowledge that they need mm-hmm. the Lord. You want to comment on that before I do this next song, which of course is going to be People Need the Lord by Avalon.
Of course it is.
Of course it is.
No, that's so true. And I'm in agreement with that. And
amen.
And for those of us that, for all of us, we need to have those encounters.
Yes.
We need to have,
yes,
you know, pray for me that the Lord would increase my desire to pray.
Yes.
To be in the Word, to speak the Word.
Yes.
Into every situation.
That's it.
And that for me calls for boldness. Just
it does.
For me to speak the Word of God into
yes,
each situation.
Yes, it does.
Well, praise God. That's what I'm declaring over myself this year.
Woo! This is all powerful. Right. You know, and this is, we got to get to this song. I'll say this very quickly. The last couple of days, God's had me in 1 Samuel 17, where David and Goliath. And the point that he hammered into me this morning was David declared over Goliath what was going to happen before it happened. Okay? And he said, you know what? I'm not only going to cut your head off, but your flesh is going to be eaten by the birds. And basically, you're going down, man. You're going down. And David, with a little tiny sling and the five stones, and I had written in my Bible, and this I had preached like 25, 30 years ago, and I had written there, his words were more powerful than the stones. Because when you think about it, David's intentionality, his purpose was determined in advance before he threw that sling. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
People need the Lord. Did you want to comment, Nan, before we play this? Whoa, I feel God all over the place here. I mean, this is, whoa, 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 whoa. And Betty, you have already texted. If you need to comment, you call in, but text me first, so because we have random people who call, and we need to know if it's one of us that's calling. So you can text me first, radio team, if you have a comment here on this as we start this song. Whoa. Ah.
Every day they pass me by, I can see it in their eyes. Empty people filled with care, headed who knows where. On they go through private
I
us, God. We need the Lord. Woo! People need the Lord. When are we going to realize? Praise God. People need the Lord. Love that song. Good way to start the new year. Go in the Distance is a series. Woo! Nan, talk to us.
A poem that he just inspired was, "Will you be my hands? Will you reach out to them? Many need to hear about me, knowing that upon me they can depend. I will give you divine appointments. Look for them as they you will see. I want them to accept my gift, to learn that eternal life is free. As you pray for those appointments, you will see them come to you. Will you be my hands to them? Will of these actions you do?"
Good poem. That just says it right there. We can have these divine appointments, guys. It's not just for pastors and missionaries and church leaders. This is for all of us. Mm-hmm. If we approach this new year with an attitude of, I'm going the distance with you, Lord. I'm going to be faithful to my commitments. I'm going to do what I need to do to learn your word, to get it down on the inside of me. This woman's life was turned upside down because she had a divine appointment. PJ, talk to us about this.
Woo. Well, yeah, absolutely it was. I mean, and I thought about this at Bible study on Wednesday because the point was brought up about God knowing so much about us.
Right.
Psalm 139.
Yes.
Basically says he knows everything about us. Mm-hmm. And it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay that he knows everything about us because we can't get away from him anyway.
Right.
You know, I love the fact, you know, it says I can go to heaven, I can go to the underworld, and still your spirit's going to find me. So I'm not going to be able to flee from you. And she was... this woman did try to flee. I mean, yeah, whenever something wrong is pointed out, it does make you uncomfortable. So it is understandable she tried to shift.
Right.
Oh, I see you're a prophet. Let's talk worship here. And Jesus just wouldn't have it. I mean,
right.
He steered the conversation right back and said, you know what? It doesn't matter because my Father is looking for worshipers who will worship him in spirit and in truth. And it doesn't
Amen.
Matter whether it's on Mount Gerizim or Mount Zion. He's looking for people who are going to worship him in spirit and in truth.
And not just because it's Sunday, go to meeting day.
Right.
Not just because you feel obligated, but because you want to be there. This is something I really want to hit home with our Beacon people this year and on the radio. Guys, stop doing things because you just feel obligated. Do it because there is a desire in your heart to learn the word. And you say, well, I don't have that desire.
Then we'll pray that you get it.
Exactly. Because absolutely the most important thing you can do in 2017 is to develop a deep walk with the Lord. The point you brought up is found down in verse 39 or 40 in the Message Bible. Because she went and told all these Samaritans. And she says here about Jesus, he knew all about the things I did. He knows me inside and out. Mm-hmm. And dear one, we can make excuses all year long for not getting our Bibles out of the trunk of our car or off of the dashboard of our car or getting to Bible study or picking up the Bible at home and reading, or taking time to worship in your car or wherever you are. We can make excuses all year long. And what's that going to get you?
Nowhere.
Nowhere.
Nothing.
And in this January 1, 2017, I cannot stress it enough. This is a time to refocus. This is a time to get our priorities straightened out. For some, it means going to the gym, me included, eating better, salad every day, all that stuff. All that stuff's good, okay? But it also means, God, I want to know you more. I want to know more about how you feel about me, about everything around me, about what you're wanting to teach me, what you're wanting to clean up in my life. I want to know that. Talk to me, Nan, about this.
Well, you're talking about the gym. We talked about that, and in the spiritual part of of what's going on. When I was spending time with the Lord last night, this morning, I would encourage people to journal.
Absolutely.
To journal.
Even just get a notebook.
Some way to write down.
Yes.
Because I was journaling, and then I said, I was feeling, well, I can't explain what I was feeling when I was writing down what the Lord was telling me and writing praying to Him like in my journal. And I said, well, let me go back and read some of my journal. And it was so encouraging to look back at something that I'd written or that He'd inspired in October, in November. You know, and that's, we need a point of something that we journal. Like, I have a special little journal now I'm using for my workout food journal.
Right.
And I'm going to be writing down how many points I get each day of the way I can earn them. I'm even going to keep tabs of what I eat.
Right, sure.
So I can look back on and see the days I've been, preferably I'll do good all the days. But it's, I'm holding myself accountable
in a
way that I'm seeing what's happening with me. Oh, great, I've lost a pound. I've lost 2 pounds because I did these things.
Exactly.
And we need to, as the Lord has led in this show, talk about divine appointments. We need to, when we see those divine appointments, we need also journal about those divine appointments.
Good point.
And then at a later time, we might be having a struggle or something is going on that is disturbing to us or whatever. We can read back in our journal and see the times that He's used us with a divine appointment of ministering to someone else, and that'll just encourage and lift up our faith. It'll build up our faith when we can see and reflect back. And some of the things that He had spoken to me back in October was some of the same stuff He spoke to me last night.
He has a way of doing that.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. You know, but in looking back on it, I can see that. That was encouraging. Well, He's still on that.
Right.
That's still something He wants me to do.
Excellent idea. Go for that. This woman at the well did not just pass this off as a mere encounter. She took this very seriously, and she goes back and tells her fellow villagers, you would not believe what just happened to me. She discusses this as a divine appointment. And Nan, what you're talking about there is when we come to a realization that God is speaking a concept to us, we need to write it down because we have limited memory sometimes, you know, and we need to write it down and say, oh, and then we need to hold ourselves accountable. PJ, what did she do? Tell us what she did.
Well, I'm going to back up a little bit because...
Feel free.
Well, again, you know, Jesus told her all about God being spirit and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and truth. And then she says... Well, I know that when the Messiah comes, He'll explain all this to us. And that's when Jesus drops the bombshell and says, I'm Him.
Yeah.
I'm Him.
Yeah.
So at that point, that's when she got up, ran back to the town.
Right.
And said, you know, she's like a little missionary,
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Run back to town telling everybody, you're not going to believe this man. He told me everything I've ever done. He knows all about me. And... He's wonderful. And so they came out to hear Him, and they decided, why don't you stick around a couple more days?
Right.
And Jesus spent 2 days in Samaria teaching. Again, unheard of.
Right.
Because it would be like, why waste your time in Samaria?
Don't you find it interesting that God used an adulterer? Somebody who was
on society's fringe.
Yeah. And a lot of us would say, "Oh, well, that can't be a missionary. A missionary's got to be squeaky clean."
The first one to proclaim the resurrection
was Mary.
Was a former prostitute.
That's exactly right. And so my point with that, and I was going to say that,
of course,
because we think alike, is that God can use you, dear audience, no matter what messes you're in right now, no matter how many mistakes you've made, your life is in His hands. Love this song.
Life can be so good.
Kathy Tricoli.
And life can be so hard, never knowing what each day will bring to where you are. Sometimes I forget sometimes I can see that whatever comes my way, you'll be with me. My life is in your hands. My heart is in your keeping. I'm never without hope, not when my future is with you. My life is in your hands. And though I may not see clearly, I will lift my voice and sing. 'Cause your love does amazing things. Lord, I know my life is in your hands. Nothing is for sure, and nothing is for keeps. We'll live eternally. So I will find my rest, and I will find my peace, knowing that you'll meet my every need. My life is in your hands. My heart is in keeping. I'm never without hope, not when my future is with you. My life is in your hands, and though I may not see clearly, I will lift my voice and sing, 'cause your love does amazing things. Lord, I know my life is in your hands.
My life is in your hands, mighty God. There's no better place for our lives to be than in his hands.
Your life is in my hands. I am always with you, dear one. I will keep you in all things. Of my help to you will be done. You do not see the around the next bend, but I know what is there. Depend upon me, dear one. Look to me while in prayer. You can have hope in me. It will all be okay. I'm bringing all things together for your good. You will have good days. And you know, when he inspired the part about you don't see around the next bend, remember when I was having pictures and I had poems on the back of the pictures and was giving them people when they started coming? There's just one picture I took at a park from the top of this little tower, and you could see the pathway. And then all of a sudden, boom, it took a turn to the right.
I remember
that.
You
couldn't see that anymore. Right. You couldn't see what was happening there. And he inspired a wonderful poem about that, about he sees around the next bend. And that's what came to my thoughts. I can visually see that. I ran across them the other day, in fact. But I can visually see that's the way it is. Like, I could have walked that pathway, and I did, but I didn't see what was around that corner until I rounded the corner. And what we need to be mindful of is he is around that corner. And there may be a corner that you go down that when you get around that corner, that there's a divine appointment there for
there,
you.
There, exactly.
You know, it's like you're going along, you're living your life, you're serving God, you're praying, you're reading your word, you're spending time with him, and you're bebopping along on the path. All of a sudden, boom, it turns to the left or right, and then there's a divine appointment of someone that you can minister to through what, you know, you have been reading or studying. And like you said, I like to reiterate something that you said earlier. It's not just the pastors, the associate pastors, the leaders of a church that have divine appointment. We all can have divine appointments.
And we all should. We should expect to have them.
And we should realize that the struggles that we're all going through, and we are, I mean, we, the three of us and our listening audience, we're all going through things. Everybody is. Life is not smooth sailing all the time. And this woman was going through a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. Obviously, she had been divorced or widowed many times, and who knows what all her situation was. But life was not real smooth sailing for her. And she has a divine encounter that changes her life entirely. And in so doing, she brings a whole lot of people into the kingdom of God. I can't wait to meet her in heaven, the woman at the well. I want to meet her. I want to talk to her. Because look how her life changed by the encounter with the Messiah. I think, Pastor Jim and Nan, I think so often we get so bogged down in the problems and the details of our lives that we forget that our lives are in his hands. And it is his amazing love that keeps us going. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if I didn't believe that he was in control, I would have just given up a long time ago. And it's just that simple.
Absolutely.
There's no reason.
Absolutely.
If my life is not in God's hands, then I might as well just hang it up. But I know that it is in God's hands. I mean, so many times over my Christian life, he's protected me. He's shown himself to me either by somebody giving me a word or me just knowing in my heart or something happened. I've received a healing or whatever. I can't doubt. Yeah, I can get frustrated with his timing, but I don't doubt that it's going to work out.
Jeremiah 29:11-14.
Imagine that.
Which is actually the verses that we started this show with in April 17th of 2007. And I'm drawn there, and I'm looking at my little NIV Bible, and I've got the name of one of my grandchildren written beside these verses. Mm. And I know when this happened. And I know what God has done in her life since and what he's doing now. And I was hanging on to these verses for her at a certain point in her life. Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. And I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity." Talk to me, Nan.
That scripture that the Lord has used, you cried, now it's my turn, that he has used in my life. And, you know, there were times I couldn't see that he had a plan.
Right.
Because things were so bad.
Right.
Things were so caving in. Things
exactly.
were going so going wrong.
How can this be your
How
plan?
How can this be your plan? How can you make anything out of this?
Right.
And yet, out of those things, he made something.
Something
he made
beautiful.
Them beautiful. He made something beautiful in my life.
Yeah.
You know, and you talked earlier, just a few minutes ago, about how we all face challenges. And we do. All the three of us face challenges. You know, we don't sit up here in a thing and say, I have no issue. I have issues.
Quite the
that
opposite.
Come up in my life. But, you know, we have to be mindful that in the midst of what is going on, God has a plan. And he's going to work all things together. And you have to trust God, and you have to believe God that he has a plan.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, PJ. Wow.
This morning.
So Nan and I can have time to cry.
Okay. Well, this morning, the devotional that I use, It's one by A.W. Tozer. And the scripture reference this morning was Romans 8:28.
Yeah.
And I always like to put that, I mean, this whole chapter, you can't just pick it apart, but, you know, we know that all things work together for good for them that love God. Now, there's that prerequisite.
That's right.
If we love God, if we're trusting in Him and are called according to His purpose.
Right.
And people say, well, I don't know if I'm called according to His purpose. Well, that's why I want to read the next couple of verses here. For whom He did foreknow, those of us that He knew from eternity past would accept Jesus as our Savior.
Right.
He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son. We're predestined to be conformed to the image of Christ, which means we will take on all of Jesus' characteristics.
Yes, yes.
That He, Jesus, might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, those whom He did predestinate, He also called. So you've been called.
Yes.
Those whom He called, He justified, and those whom He justified, He's already glorified.
Amen.
So that's a scripture to hang on to.
Yes.
First of all, if I let Him, everything's going to work out.
Right. If I let Him, that's a good point.
If I let Him. If I love Him and realize that I am called according to His purpose because He knew me, He called me, He predestinated me, He justified me, and He's glorified me. Because the verses after is, you know, who can condemn you? Who can take up a charge against God's elect?
Right.
No one.
Right.
And what a comfort that is, that even if, like I said before, His timing may not be my timing, it rarely is, but I cling to that knowing that it's going to work out. At a point, it's going to work out.
It will. It will. It will. It will. And so when we trust, just like this woman, how do we know that she wasn't feeling depressed, discouraged, you know, as she goes to get water? You know, life may not have been very easy, you know, with everything she had going on in her life. And yet she has a divine appointment. She has an encounter with Almighty God.
And look at how,
look what happens.
You know, I see her joyfully running to the city.
Yeah.
Come on, listen to this guy. She's all enthusiastic now. But
right.
You're right, she may have come to that well just dog tired.
Right.
And, you know, and I'm not judging her by saying this, but sin wears you down.
It does.
It's hard to be a sinner.
Right.
Okay, on some respects it's very easy, but
it's
hard to be
a liar because you got to remember all the lies you told to make sure you don't.
It just wears you down.
Exactly.
And
right.
You know, she may have been discouraged, but boy, when she had that encounter with Jesus, she's just skipping her way over to that town to tell those people about Jesus.
Oh, go tell it on the mountain. Mm-hmm. You know, and so here we are with this woman who, by society's standards, is quite bad, sinner of, you know, magnitude, some heavy-duty stuff going on here in their standards, or even ours today. How rare do we know somebody who's been married 5 times and lives with somebody else? I mean, you know, just it's not that common. But here's the point. The point is all of us, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, right? All of us have missed the mark. That's what sin is, missing the mark. Mm-hmm. All of us have not spent enough time in the Word. All of us have need for improvement in this new year in our relationship with the Lord. We have need for improvement. I love the fact in verse 34, when the disciples tried to feed Jesus lunch, he says, I have food that you don't know about. And I love this because when we are in tune with the Spirit of God, verse 34, Jesus said, the food that keeps me going is that I do the will of the one who sent me, finishing the work he started. This series, Going the Distance, is about finishing the work that we're supposed to be doing. whatever that is for you, dear audience member, whatever that is for me or for Pastor Jim or for Nan, it's about finishing the race. Jesus said, the food that keeps me going is that I do the will and I finish the work he started. As you look around right now, wouldn't you say it's in about 4 months we're going to see harvest? Well, I'm telling you to open your eyes and take a good look at what's right in front of you. These Samaritan fields are ripe. It's harvest time. He doesn't talk about Jewish fields. He's talking about Samaritan fields. The outcasts, the people that are less than, the half-breeds, they're ready. They're ready to hear. You know what? The world is full of people who feel less than, who feel like they're half-breeds, who feel like they don't measure up, who feel like God or anybody else can't really love them. The harvest is ripe. That's what the Spirit of God is saying right now. What are we going to do about it? We're going to go the distance. We're going to give it all we got. In this ministry, in this show, yeah, we run on fumes sometimes financially. We sure do. But you know what? There's never been a time that we come in here to do a show that God hasn't provided the money some way for that show. We pay in advance. And in 10 years of doing these shows, God has always provided. Again, this is good soil for you to plant your finances in because we are simply teaching the Word of God. PJ and I, Pastor Jim and I, do not even take a salary. There are no salaries paid. We are simply doing this because we are led to do this by the Spirit of God. Nan, did you have a comment on that before we get to this song?
My hat's off to the two of you.
Oh, well, I didn't say that for that reason.
I know that you did. I was going
to I don't want you to take your hat off.
I took it off after the nursing home.
Okay, okay. That's right. You did have that crazy red New Year's hat on.
But, you know, I think that your lives serve as an example to those of us in Beacon and of your dedication that you have to him. You're there because you love him. You're there. Both of you are there because you love us.
Yes.
And I'm thankful for that.
And for our audience. Now you're going to cry.
No, I'm going to cry. It's
just you and me. I don't know. We got to get PJ to cry here.
You
know,
you just
I'll peach him or something.
You know, though, there's sometimes you play those songs and I just, you know, kind of melt into a puddle.
Oh,
on
yeah.
The floor, so.
Yeah.
But I agree. Nan and I are going to declare that with you.
Please
that,
do.
That this is the year of opportunity.
Right.
It's the year of intentionality. It's the year of harvest.
It's the year of harvest. It's the year where instead of looking at the negatives of attitudes of people around us, that we're going to look for the opportunity. And we're going to look for the divine appointment. And we're going to walk through the open door, whatever that means.
Well, and people, because I'm on Facebook a lot, I know people are really nervous. Not sure what this next year is going to bring. And yet, God provides the stability. Mm-hmm. He says, I'm the stability of your times.
Right, that's exactly right.
And we don't need to fear.
Right.
And that's the message I just want to say is, it doesn't matter. We're going to be here proclaiming the good news, not
that's
fear
right.
news or the bad news or the
right.
fake news. We're proclaiming the good news of the gospel.
Amen. Declare.
And how it can change your life, listeners, dear listeners.
That's right.
It can change your life. He, the Lord God Almighty, can change your life and walk you through and out of whatever it is you're going through. He can walk you through it. It says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
I was just hearing that in my spirit.
It doesn't say I skip over the valley. It says I go through the valley.
I go through it.
And there's a promise that he'll turn that valley of weeping into springs.
Oh, Natalie Grand and Winona have this great song. It's really peppy, but listen to the words. Bring it all together. Come on, God, bring it all together this year, 2017, for us.
I hear you say that you can't go on. Cause you had it all and watched it fall away. You feel betrayed, cause everything's gone wrong. Can't find the strength to hope for a better day. We may not understand the reason. Take your pain, he's gonna take your doubt, yeah. He's gonna bring it all together, bring it all together. Gonna make you happy, he's gonna make you laugh out loud, yeah. He's gonna bring it all together, bring it all together for good.
You say you're living your life, doing the best you can, wondering if the struggle means anything. If you realized that it's in his hands, you'll find the peace that sweet surrender brings. Well, we may not understand the reason. Take your pain, he's gonna take your doubt, he's gonna bring it all together, bring it all together, gonna make you happy, he's gonna make you laugh out loud, he's gonna bring it all together, bring it all together for good.
Great song to play air drums to in here. Woo! PJ and I have been playing air drums here. I tell you, that song was already on my schedule to play today, but it fits right with perfectly what we've been talking about. Nan, what did God give you during that song?
Pastor, he gave me a poem like he's never given me on this radio show. And I'm going to try not to cry. I was about crying when he was inspiring it. I'm going to read it on the show because we have so many of our Beacon people listening, and we have so many of our Indiana Beacon people listening. So this poem is for Beacon.
Okay.
And people can apply it to their lives too, but this is very specifically for Beacon. I'm bringing it, God help me. I'm bringing it all together. This year is the year for Beacon. Many, many will be blessed through it. This certainly will be done. You have been faithful in small things. I will bring more for you to do. Beacon will shine to so many. Look to me. I'm bringing it to you. Beacon will reach so many more. Look to me. I'm bringing them in. It's going to be so wonderful. Upon that, you can certainly depend.
Wow.
You know, he's never inspired anything like that on the radio show.
Praise
but
God.
But it's encouragement to you guys as our pastors. It serves as encouragement to all Beaconites out there listening right now.
Right.
all in this area, all in Indiana, all in Mexico, everywhere that everyone's listening, they're part of Beacon. That's for them.
Praise God.
That's for them. He's bringing it together.
I receive that. I receive that. I believe that was from God, and I believe this whole show, which, of course, has not gone the way I thought it would go.
Of course.
It's so much fun following the leading of the Holy Spirit, Pastor Jim. Don't you think? It's just fun.
It is.
We don't even know what God's going to do.
Right. We don't know where he's going to lead us, but it's always the best path.
It is. Always. It is. And, you know, I think I'm hearing several things in my spirit through this show. So let's all of us contribute here. I'm hearing that God wants, in this new year, to increase the divine appointments of those that are called, that know that God has something more for them. God wants to open some doors this year. I'm hearing that in my spirit.
And God wants us to finish. I mean, that really stuck out to me. Not that we're going to end anything,
no.
But... each of us has small, God has, and always given me small things he wants me to do.
Right.
I need to finish those before I can move on to the next thing.
Exactly.
God, because otherwise you just become, and I'm not a good focuser sometimes. I get all over the place. I got so many little things I got to do. God says, this is the year to finish those up so that you can move forward. You can move on. You can.
Well, I hear that.
Get done what needs to get done now, finish it, and then move on.
You remember the scripture that says, put your hand to the plow, don't look back?
Mm-hmm.
That's where we are with Beacon of Hope. We have had some discouraging things happen recently that we could just say, you know what, forget it. We're not going on. We're going on, folks. We are going on, mm-hmm. regardless of situations that have happened in some people's lives that have been discouraging to those of us in leadership. We are moving forward into the calling and destiny, and we're going the distance. And I declare it right now by faith. We are declaring it together. You and I as the pastors, and Nan as one of our board members and leaders and radio team members, we are going the distance. We're not turning back. We're not taking our hand off the plow. Talk to us, Nan.
Mm. We're not taking the hand off the plow. I just want to reiterate that. We're moving forward. We would like people to move with us.
Yes.
And God's going to give us more and more divine appointments.
Yes.
Individually.
Yes.
And as a church.
Right.
He's going to give us more divine appointments, and we need to move with them.
Absolutely.
Move in them, move with them, move forward with them.
One of the amazing things that happened to me in Mexico was a divine appointment that I don't have time to tell right now, and I don't feel led to tell right now. But I am beginning to see some purpose in that right now as we do this show today. Are you, Pastor Jim, in the story that you know I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. It was a definite divine appointment in Mexico, in Guanajuato, 3 weeks ago yesterday, that was life-changing for me. And I honestly believe God wants to do those kinds of things in our lives where we are changed. Maybe it's this listening to this show today is a life changer for some of you out there. Go ahead, Pastor Jim.
You had said earlier about divine appointments. What popped into my head way early in the show when we were talking about that was, I'm just going to say it, Peter's shadow.
Yes.
Falling upon people and
yes.
they got healed. I mean, you were talking about having
yes.
divine encounters and praying for people. That's what came to my
yes.
mind was at some point that's going to be happening.
That is going to be happening.
And
healings
we're
and
we're
miracles.
We're going to see those
yes.
things.
Yes, yes, yes,
and this
yes.
is the year. This is the year to get, like I said, to get that. Maybe that's what that little stuff, getting finishing up with the little stuff so that we can move into that realm more than we ever have before.
I totally agree with that.
You know, that we move into that realm of supernatural healings, supernatural ministry.
I believe that.
More than we ever have before.
The two trips I took to Mexico this past year, I felt like as I was there, were ground setting. I mean, setting the groundwork, like setting up a framework. mm-hmm. for more intense ministry. It was like meeting the right people, setting the connections. It's just our radio station we set up there in Mexico this past February when I went and took all the equipment. And we now have several shows. I had a wonderful time with some of our people that are on shows. We've got new ones coming on in our radio station. We'll talk more about that in the weeks ahead. But know that the gospel is being carried, and it will be more so in this year. In it doesn't matter what language you speak. God wants to minister to you. Some final thoughts here. Nan, Pastor Jim, you know I'm going to play that song one more time, right? Bring It All Together. You know I am. Because I had such fun playing drums a minute ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, just, it's a new year. God is doing a new thing.
Amen.
And.
Yeah.
Just the thing that kept coming in my spirit was finishing.
Yeah.
You know, this is the year to tie up the little things and move into the bigger things.
Yeah.
Move into that bigger realm.
It's going to take listening to the Lord. It's going to take, I said that in the letter I sent to the radio team today. It's going to take time in where we sit and we are saying, Lord, what do you want to show me? What, talk to me, God, about this new year. And that applies to everybody, all of our listeners around the globe. God wants to speak to you. He's got a plan for your life. But you got to take the time to find out what mm-hmm. that is. Go ahead, Nan.
I just want to encourage the people to just pray for divine appointments. He'll give them.
Yeah.
I want to encourage them to journal.
Yeah.
Such a mighty
yes.
tool to be able to reflect back on and see what God has done in your life. Journal, journal, journal.
I couldn't agree more. I do that, and it just changes my life because I've got all that stuff. I can go back, and it's encouraging when I see what God said a year ago right now or 6 months ago. PJ, interesting story, this woman at the well. Changed her life. She was never the same after that encounter.
No, she was not. And
she became a missionary.
She became a little evangelist there. And
yeah.
That entire town.
Huh.
Got the word. And that, you know, that's pretty incredible. Especially, I mean, you know, of course we know the Samaritans didn't come into the fullness of it till after the resurrection, but those seeds were planted.
Yeah,
and when
planted.
Philip went,
yeah.
you know, a
yes,
couple of
Philip,
years later,
yes.
when Philip went, the seeds had been planted.
Acts chapter 8,
and they were ready
yes.
to move into the fullness of all that. And
amen.
They did.
Amen. Woo! That'll preach.
And, they, you know, they got saved, and then Peter and John came up and laid hands on them.
Right. They got filled with the Holy Spirit.
They got filled with the Holy Spirit.
All because of this woman at the well
exactly.
really started the whole thing.
Exactly. Because
I didn't know this show was going to take that turn, but that's so cool.
You know, I don't know if the people would have been nearly as receptive, because I'm sure word went out throughout Samaria about Jesus. And maybe they wouldn't have been so receptive to Philip. But the thing to remember about Philip was he preached the word with signs following.
Right. There you go.
People hungered for that.
I'm going to give you both a chance to final word here in just a second. But we want to remind you, we have a prayer line that is 24/7, 365, and it's been going for several years. Betty, Pastor Jim, and Shell man that prayer line. Send out the request to our prayer team. Any request, wherever you are in the world, all you have to do is send an email to prayers@bohmglobal.com. That's Beacon of Hope Ministries. So, but it's easier to do bohmglobal.com. prayers@bohmglobal.com. You want to talk to PJ, Pastor Jim, personally, pastorjim@bohmglobal.com. My email is pastor@bohmglobal.com. We're not trying to be evasive. You can find us. You can find us. If you're in the Tampa Bay area, come to our Wednesday night Bible study. It'll blow your mind. It's fantastic what God does there in worship and in teaching the word, ministry to your needs. That's every Wednesday night, 6 o'clock in the Red Roof Inn now, 3580 Clearwater. We gave up our building 2 years ago now, and no regrets. I mean, I miss it. I miss that beautiful building. But you know what? We're putting our dollars other places like this.
Right.
3580 Almerton Road, Clearwater, Red Roof Inn, every Wednesday night, 6 p.m. And tell a friend and have them listen to the show. This show and our counseling show every Thursday night at 6 p.m. with Dr. Angel and me. Okay, final word. You got about 30 seconds.
We gave up Pastor Jim's email address. I want to encourage people, if they have any questions, send them to him. If they need scripture,
oh, he
send
loves
them to him.
Answer that.
He loves that. I do. I do it when I need that. So I encourage people to, that's a tool available to them if they're needing feedback on whatever.
Exactly.
He will respond. That's all.
Okay. And my final word is just start, walk, and finish.
There you go. That's it.
That's it.
This has been Pastor Jim Ellsbury, Nan Watson, and me, Pastor Marcia McAllister from Beacon of Hope, talking to you about bringing it all together. Okay? Tune in again next Sunday at 3 o'clock, right here, Eastern. 3 o'clock Eastern, and Saturdays at 10 a.m. Eastern on StarcomRadioNetwork.com. And you'll be able to hear the podcast right here on this network sometime tomorrow, probably. Just tune in over here. Go to podcasts and go to Living the Good Life, and you'll find this show. God bless you. Have a great week. We're going to see you again live next Sunday afternoon. Bring it all together. Woo! It's been great, hasn't it? It's been a great show. God bless you all. But I know His promise will never change. He's going to take your pain. He's gonna take your doubt, yeah. He's gonna bring it all together. Bring it all together. Gonna make you happy. He's gonna make you laugh out loud, yeah. He's gonna bring it all together. Bring it all together for good. See, you're living your life, doing the best you can, wondering if the struggle means anything. If you realize that it's in His hands, you'll find the peace that sweet surrender brings. Well, we may not understand the reason. Take your pain. He's gonna take your doubt. He's gonna bring it all together. Bring it all together. Gonna make you happy. He's gonna make you laugh out loud. He's gonna bring it all together.
WTAN Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
Tweeting for health, plane search. I'm Chaz Henry from Hawaii, where he'll soon wrap up a family vacation.